Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avimar and Imi Maraz Yishayichu. Holy schus Moshe Rebeshdina, Raisa Moshe Mordechai, and Elio Ben Sara, and Yigal Ben Geula, Rachel Bas Geula. And Lila Nishmas, Mara says to Vasim Shmuel, Chanab Tzikin, or Masat Echatz, Ramey Zev, Shmuel Pinchas, Ramey Yaakov Tzvi, Ralexander Zishab, Ramey Yosef. And we'd like to discuss is now that we are commemorating 50 years from Milchemet Yom HaKippurim, we'd like to talk, we're not army people or politics people, we're not going to talk about the actual war or what led to it, what the results of it were. Alohim k'suvim al sifrei divrei yamim l'malchei medinas Yisrael. You can read it there. We'd like to, not that I'm minimizing the importance of what happened in the war. Unfortunately, there were many korbanos. There were 2,297 Israelis that were killed in the Yom Kippur War, from the day the war broke out in the 6th of October, 1973, until the ceasefire on the 24th of October, again in 1973. So it lasted from Yom Kippur that year through Sukkot. I remember when I lived in the Rova, the owner of the bookstore there, Moria Bookstore, was a soldier during the Yom Kippur War, and he was telling me how they had a makeshift sukkah in the field over there, like Arba al Ama Begova Arba, you know what I mean? It was like the smallest, most simple sukkah you could possibly imagine that they built in order to be Yotze Mikamcha Yisrael. So this was obviously a very, very important event in our history. And I actually had a personal experience. I'm not that old, but I was already born at that time. And my family was living here in Eretz Yisrael when the war broke out. And my mother tells me that she went out to feed me. It was in the middle of davening or after davening. And she sees her neighbor, Mrs. Phyllis Ben Meir, I believe was the wife of Arav Dr. Yisrael Shlomo Ben Meir, whose name originally was Rosenberg, and he was a Chaver Knesset Mitam HaMafdal. And they were our neighbors. We were living in a small town in the Gush Dan area of Eretz Yisrael, near Bnei Brak and Ramat Gan and Tel Aviv, called Savion. Today, they still have Jews in Savion, but they don't really have much of a Frum community or an Anglo community. But back then, in the 70s, they had a very nice Anglo community over there, sort of like Renana is today. You know, those types of Americans, English people, South Africans, you know, good Dati Lumi families with idealistic families with good children. And that was where my parents moved. My father was working here at the time. And my mother leaves davening. And she sees Mrs. Ben Meir, who's pale. She says, "Phyllis, what happened?" And Mrs. Ben Meir said that the Syrians are going to Tel Aviv. They're on their way to Tel Aviv, which could be pretty scary, right? So that was very, very scary. We were davening. They used to have two shuls in Savion. They used to have the main shul, where the Rav was a great tzaddik named Rav David Brodman, who unfortunately was nifter a number of years ago, not so long ago. And he was a Holocaust survivor, Dutch Holocaust survivor, And he left Doros Yesharim Mevorachim Mamish Pile Plus. I think he had only six children. I'm saying only because I think he has over 200 descendants of Bnei Torah and Talmidei Chachamim, Yirei Hashem, Ahochim Mederech Yisrael Saba. Unbelievable. David Brodman. Very, very special person. So he was the Rav of the main shul in Savion. And then there was the a smaller shul, a very Hamish shul, in the home of Rav Aviezer Wolfson, who was a famous, who was a member of the famous Wolfson family. And he also has an incredible family. I think he has probably 10, 12 children, a lot. And they're all wonderful, wonderful children. He has a son who's the Rosh Yeshiva of the Wolfson Yeshiva in Ma'id Vagan. It's one of the most popular yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, hundreds of Talmidim, tremendously successful yeshiva. He went to Panovich. So even though Rav Brodman and Rav Wolfson were living in Savion, but they would send their kids to Cheder in Bnei Brak, wasn't that far away, and they received the education their parents wanted them to receive. And Rav Shach had his eye on Rav Wolfson's son, Rav Daniel, and he grew Li Lane Ravrave, other children also, Mamish Rav Brodman's children, Rav Wolfson's children. So that was Savion in the 1970s, just example of two families. Anyway, we lived right near Rav Wolfson's shul. So that's where we were davening. And it was a very, very scary time. Everyone went down to the Miklatim. Of course, I don't remember because I was, if it was the Yom Kippur War in 1973, I was born in 1971. So I was before my second birthday. So I don't remember. But my mother remembers very, very well. So that was the war. And Baruch Hashem, even though we did lose so many soldiers, but Anachnu Chayim V'Kayamim, if the Arabs would have had their way, we would be we'd be in the sea. Anyway, this it's interesting. This Rabbi Dr. Ben Meir, whose name was originally Rosenberg, was a Talmud of Yeshiva Sarbanu Yitzchak Elchanan. He was born in Warsaw in 1910. His name was Yisrael Shlomo Rosenberg. And his grandfather was the famous Yehuda Yudel Rosenberg. It was a story in and of itself. Wow. So that's it. You can look up Yehuda Yudel Rosenberg. You'll see a lot of interesting information. That was his Zayde. So they went when he was young. He came to America, went to YU and New York University, got smicha, got a doctorate in law, and he worked for the Keren Kamet Yisrael in America, and he was a lawyer until 1940. And he was a Rav in Hartford, Connecticut until 1950. And then 1950, he came to Eretz Yisrael. And he was a member of the Mizrahi Party in the Knesset. He was there for 19 consecutive years until his passing. So that was, I believe, our neighbor. If it wasn't him, it was his son, but I'm pretty sure it was him. In any event, so he has a son who's a Rav in Merkaz, Rav Ben Meir. So we'd like to discuss the Rav Huttner, his reaction to the war. He was in Brooklyn at the time. And Shin Lamed Dalet, right? It had just been 1973, but it just turned Lamed Dalet after Rosh Hashanah. And in the most recent issue of HaMayan Journal, comes out from Shalavim, originally edited by Rav Yonah Emanuel and then later by now by Rabbi Yochanan Katan. So there's a beautiful article where he researches the different ma'amarim that Rav gave, Maran Rav, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. There's a sefer, the two svarim, the sefer Ma'amari Parad Yitzchak. There's also a sefer Parad Yitzchak on Sukkos, Ma'amari Parad Yitzchak. And then there's the Rishima Slave, written by his Talmud Rav Rot. So first we have Maimar Kuf Zayin, in the Ma'amari Parad Yitzchak. This was said on the first day of the Chag. Remember, this was just days after the war had broken out. Says the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, "Ani amarti b'chofzi kol adam kozev, כל ספר תהילים מלא ממהלך של ישועה יוצאת מתוך צרה. מעבר מצרה לישועה, מחושך לאור. ונושא את דיבוריו על ישועה, הנצמחת דווקא מתוך הצרה, שלולא אותה צרה לא הייתה זכייה להטבה כזאת. ונראה שכן נאות לדברי דוד שהוא המשיח. כשם שיש אצלנו אמונה פשוטה בביאת המשיח, כך יש אמונה פשוטה שמשיח בא דרך חבלי משיח. היינו המשקל של עת צרה היא ליעקב, וממנה ייוושע. דווקא מתוך גודל הצרה, ממנה נצמחת הישועה. I said in my haste, everybody is false, all man is false, all of Sefer Tehillim is filled with this mahalach of Yeshua that comes out of its tzara. Tzara li Yeshua, choshech or, that's the mahalach of Tehillim. And without that tzara, we wouldn't have had the Yeshua. And that's matim for David, the Mashiach. That's what Mashiach is about, the tzara, the Yeshua coming from the tzara. Just like this emunah pshuta, b'vias ha-Mashiach, there's also emunah pshuta that Mashiach comes derech chevlei Mashiach. And that's a tzara li'akov v'yimena yivasheh, it's a time of tzara v'yakov, and from it he will be saved. Parenthetically, this v'asem says, u'mimena is osios mei Haman. Haman gave us the Yeshua. The tzara gave us the Yeshua. It was Haman who set up the party and the Mordechai and the horse and the whole ganze zach. Thank you, Haman. Put up the tree to hang himself and his kids. Givaldik. So mitoch godel atzara, you have a Yeshua. And then he shows this klal in the life of David HaMelech himself. On the third night of the Chag, this is Simon Kufyud in the Sefer, he speaks about the pasuk Vayishkon Yisrael betach badad en Yaakov. He brings Rashi, Dvarim 33:28, kol yochid v'yochid, ish tachas gafnoi v'sachas teinosoi mefuzorim. Every man is sitting under his grapevine, under his fig tree, scattered, and they don't have to gather together and sit together because of the enemy. And then he expanded on that idea, talking about an enemy, so that's also connected to Sukkos. You can look in Simen Kuf Yud. Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, we find him relating to the matzav. Na'aneh achshav b'rabim al she'elato shel chacham echad, hayom la'achar ha'tfilah, lama lo amarnu tehilim hayom b'beit ha'midrash? Hatshuva, lo shanu mefachadim me'amirat tehilim, lo bigel lanu ha'idiyah rishonah al-me'orah b'yom kippur, amarnu tehilim b'emtza tefilat musaf, ela she'hayom lo nahagnu kach. Now we'll answer the question of one chacham today after davening, why we didn't say Tehillim today in the Beis Medrash. And the answer is not that we're afraid of Tehillim. When we found out about it on Yom Kippur, we said Tehillim in the middle of Musaf, right? Because war broke out in Israel, and in Israel Yontav already was out, and they called up America, and then everyone in America knew about it on B'Tzumo Shel Yom Kippur. So it's not that we're afraid. Yom Kippur Musaf in the Beis Medrash of Mesifta de Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin, we said to him. אלא שהיום לא נהגנו כך, והתאם הוא לא השאלה שבה פנו כמה אנשים לפני פרוס החג, אם יש עניין למעט השנה בשמחת החג. התשובה הייתה שלילית. הנה בקהל המתאסף בבית המדרש ישנם כאלו שאי אפשר להם לומר תהילים בחג מבלי שיצא מזה, גירעון בשמחת יום טוב, ובלי שיקופח מזה עונג שבת, וזה בניגוד למכוון, ולומר תהילים שלא על חשבון השמחה, לאו כל מוחה סביל דה. ומוצאי שבת אמר, זה שבת קודש, אמר עכשיו אין לחשוש לזה, פתחו במרת יענך השם ביום צרה, ולאחריו ניגון שמחה. So his answer was that today we didn't say Tehillim, and the reason was because we didn't want to be memayit b'simcha sachag. So not to say Tehillim memayit simcha sachag is no good. To say Tehillim and not be memayit in the simcha, so what's the point, right? To say Tehillim and still be filled with simcha. When you're saying Tehillim, you have to say it mitoch tzar. And then on Motzei Shabbos, they said Tehillim. But not on Shabbos. So, and then on Motzei Shabbos, he said, now there's no chashash, and even though it's still Chol HaMoed, they said, Yanche Hashem B'Yom Tzara, and then they said, they sang a Simcha Dikanigin. And the Rosh Yeshiva added, להורה זו שלא למעט בשמחת החג נתכוונו גם חכמים אחרים שנשאלו. היו כאלה שנקו דבריהם במה שזכות שמחת יום טוב תסייע, ויש שאמרו שהשמחת תמתיק את הדינים, מבין שניים יצא התנגדות לפגיעה בשמחת יום טוב. So there were other חכמים who also said not to say Tehillim. Some say that the schus of Simchas Yom Tov will help. Others say the Simchas Mamtik the Dinim, like we have an idea in Kabbalah. And from both of them came out an opposition to the recital of Tehillim. That we not to be memayit Simchas Yom Tov, not to be memayit Simchas Achag. So you can't do anything to be memayit to minimize the Simchas Yom Tov. It's interesting that in Chabad, also in the Hoif, in the Chatzar of Lubavitch, there's a lot of stories there about how the Rebbe also said L'hoisiv simcha, and he said not to have a tainus. He said it's a shas simcha, and that's the way to be matzliach. If it's during the Lebanon or other wars, you can be misane, you can do other things, but not now and not during Yantif. So from the Zahiris of the Rebbe, from Pekiah B'Simcha Sachag, we can learn from the following story. One year he got from a certain person a Haggadah, where there were pictures that mentioned that remind one of the Holocaust, probably next to Shvoich HaMoscha L'Goyim. And the Rebbe writes, this is in Shari Moadim and Pesach, the second volume, page Kufnan Ches. Kmo sheyisibu shalom Rebbe b'mkomcha, b'mkoma Shvoich HaMoscha, ועדר זה קביעת בין המצרים ותשע בו משל נכנסיו, ורק בימים שנקבעו לכך על ידי תורתנו, תורת חיים, הוראה בחיים, כן אין רשות להכניס לתוך מועדים לשמחה עניינים של הפך השמחה למידה שהתורה מצווה, ולמדה לעשות כן, ולכן, בשעה שכל בני המשפחה מסובים לסדר של פסח, ומכניסים להגדה קטע, בנוגע למאורע שבתבוננות אפילו קלה בזה, צריך לגלום זעזוע נפשי עד היסוד הרי מזועזע, Inyan Haggadah Shel Pesach. He said, this is a time of Simcha. And if you have a Haggadah, and the Haggadah has Inyanim about the Holocaust, pictures of the Holocaust, you can't do that. You have to be B'Simcha. There's a pamphlet called Gilui Das that comes out in Eretz Yisrael. So there, Rabbi Chaim Steiner, he's a Ram of America's Harav. I used to daven with him in Ramban for many years in the Old City. Still alive, Mehav Esra. So Reb Chaim Steiner wrote as follows, בתוך ההלם הכללי שאחז בנו עם פרוץ המלחמה, היו רמים בישיבה שסברו שמן הראוי לבטל את חופשת בין הזמנים באותה שנה, ושצריך להמשיך ללמוד כרגיל. לקראת סוכות נשמו דעות בעד צמצום השמחה בחג. במיוחד ביקשו שלא נקיים את המנהג שנהגנו מדי שנה לרקוד בשמחת תורה עם ספרי התורה, ברשות רבנו, בבניין הישיבה בבית הרבנים הראשיים. התהלוכה עברה תמיד ברחובות המרכזיים בירושלים. והיה חשש שהציבור לא יבין כיצד רוקדים בעוד המלחמה נמשכת. רבנו, הרב צבי יהודה, דחה את כל הרעיונות הללו, עמד בתוקף על כך שסדרי הלימוד בישיבה לא ישתנו, וכן שנקיים את שמחת החג כרגיל. הוא הכתיר לבנו ביטחון מלא שמתוך הצרה תהיה פדות ורווחה, ושדווקא השמירה על סדר הרגיל של הישיבה ושל שמחת החג יעמיק את האמונה הזאת. כמו שכתב רבנו יונה, שהביטחון הוא עיקר העירה והאמונה. אנחנו נקיים את מצוות החג כמו תמיד, אמר רבנו, והשם יהפוך הכל לטובה. גאולתנו היא גאולה אחרונה ולא יהיה עוד חורבן. כמובן עשינו כדברי רצ יהודה, והדבר הגביר עוד יותר את הביטחון בניצחוננו. So, in Merkaz Harav, they also, they wanted to cancel Bein Hazmanim. And Rav Tzvi Yehuda says, no, we're not canceling Bein Hazmanim. And they had a traditional dance. They would go from the yeshiva to the house of the chief rabbis, dance on the streets, and the people want to be mevatel that. How do you dance on the streets? We're in the middle of war. What are people going to say? Rav Tzvi Yehuda says, we're going to dance on the streets, and we're going to have regular Bein Hazmanim. We're going to do exactly what we normally do. Because we're going to be, this is the final geula, and we have nothing to be afraid of. So that was mechazik. There be tachem. Continued the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Hutner Zatzal. He related about a certain gadol manig echad that on Rosh Hashanah, b'emtzei shnos ha'churban, after his whole community had been scattered, and he was left in the basement with a minion of Yidden. He gave everybody a Lashana Toiva, La'alta L'chaim, Toivim L'shalom. He gave them a Freilich, a Lichtik, a Ha'aras Panim of a good Yorg, wishing them a Brachas, with the same expression, the same Menuchas HaNefesh, like he always had. When he had tens of thousands of Chassidim, or 10,000, about Esrot Elefim, tens of thousands, in normal years, he gave them the same Lichtik, a Shalom Aleichem, the same Lichtik, a good Yorg, La'alta L'chaim. Fascinating, there's a Sefer Ekev Rav, which is a biography of Rav Yaakov Horovitz, who was a big tzaddik, who was a Rosh Yeshiva in Ofakim. It wasn't zoicha to have pre-button. So he was in America for medical treatments during the Yom Kippur War. For those interested here, there's a set of Sfarim called Dole Umashke, a multi-volume set. So that's based in a large part on the Shmuzim of Rav Hutner. He was a very devoted Talmud. So he was in the United States when during the Yom Kippur War. So in his biography, Ekev Rav, he related that in Sukkos, he said that Rav Hutner told that in Sukkos Tovshin Gimel during the Holocaust, he was already in America and his heart was broken about what he had heard from the ghetto, Warsaw, that was destroyed. And when he came home in Brooklyn, he saw that his sukkah had been burned. So he leaned on the door of the courtyard, and he broke out into bitter tears. First, he heard about the destruction of the Warsaw Ghetto where he'd been born. They used to call him the Varshever Ilui because he was an Ilui Atzum Meir Ad Meid. He wrote his first sefer, Teres HaNazir, when he was a bacher already. That's most of the Chedushim are for when he was a bacher. HaNazir was Asaz Zazua Boilam HaTorah, Mamish. It racked the veld, that sefer. So scum there from Rechosha Rabbanim, including Rav Kook. So he was from Warsaw, the Varsha Ve'iloi. And here his community had been destroyed. Now he sees that he doesn't even have a sukkah. That was like the straw that broke the camel's back. And he started to cry. And then he met an Alta Chusid, and the Chusid said to him, Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm sure he said it in Yiddish. He said, do you believe that Hashem wrote in his Torah, V'samachta b'chagecha? And he also intended Rabbi Yitzchak in the year Tovshin Gimel? No. Samachta v'chagecha applies also to Rabbi Yitzchak in the year Tovshin Gimel, doesn't it? And he said his whole life he had a karas hatov to this person. And he would stand when this yid came in the room. And he said, you can say a lot of Torahs, a lot of philosophies, but you know who stands before the Kisei HaKavod? These type of Yidden. This Zaken who said that when it says in the Torah, V'samachta b'chagecha, it even means Rav Yitzchok and Tavshin Gimel. Amazing. And the Sefer Rishim Slav of his Talmud, of Label Rot, he relates, Omer Moran Zatzoy Kol, the Kama She'elo is Kibel of Lufnei Achag Diberu Mib Yaakov Kamenetsky, Binyan Benogea Lamatza Veiz Tzora, Shenimtsoim Bo, Shein Chil Lamait Bishum Oifin Misimcha Sachag Mechamoser, Begod Alechad Milita Omer Shebeschu Simcha Siyom Tov Tovu Atzola, Begod Alechad Chassidi Omer Shesimcha Tam Tikdinim. Same idea, he spoke to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he said, you shouldn't be Mait Simcha Sachag. A Lutvish Gadol said, Beschu Simcha Sachag, the Gula is going to come. Chassidish Gadol says that the Simcha is going to sweeten the Dinim. And Yom Kippur, we said to Hillel in the middle of davening. And we didn't say Tehillim and during Yom Tif because the Balabatim wouldn't understand that there's no stira to Simchas Achag. But now that we're in Shas Mesibas Achag, Chol HaMoed, so Yesh Barosh HaMakom Laniach Shnei Tefillin. In other words, like a, it says there's enough room in the head, you can put two Tefillin on, so you can also have two Machshavas. Your tzara because of what's going on with our brothers in Eretz Yisrael and sisters, and your besimcha because of Yom Tov, so they said Tehillim. He also relates there that in the Hakafas in Simchas Torah, they changed the normal Hakafas. And they sang Korina Vishua Bolei Tzadikim Min Hashem Otzechoyel Utsu Eitzah V'Sufar Daru Dover V'lo Yokum Ki Immanuel. So God is with us. And he said, Ein safek hu she'acheinu bnei Yisrael nimtzaim b'shivya im sefer Torah she'biyadam osim kafi yecholtem be'akofes yiratzen she'akofes shelanu yimitzorafim lamala b'shorshem im ha'akofes shelahem. That our akofes should be connected to the akofes of the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael who are in captivity with their sefer Torah. They're doing their type of their akofes. We're going to do our akofes. They should be Mischaber and Shemaim. Rav Volbe, who is the Mashgiach Ruchni in Yeshivas Be'er Yankif, Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapira, Tzadikim Levrocha, he said, Lefnei HaKofis, this is in the Sefer Ma'amor Yirmei Rotzen, on page Reish Tzadi, U'ba'asher ha'pam kol simchas yandu b'b'chinas, v'shikui b'b'chim masachti, כאשר אחינו נסינו להרוס המלחום, הנסחו כל הקופים אמירס פרק תהילים. בתפילס, אחינו כל ביסיסו הנסינו מצור ושוויה, ונספל שירחם ובמהירה מן השמיים. He said that our Simchas Yom Tov is like it says in Tehillim 102:10, that my drink was mixed in with tears. So we have our brothers who are involved in the horrific circumstances of the war, so we'll start every akafa with a Amiras Perak Tehillim and a Tefillah V'Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Netzur Matzor V'Shivya, and we'll daven that there should be Racham Min HaShemayim. Continues a Rav Rot, Rama runs it so called the Shema Meid Neman K'shechilu Yoysam Yemach Shemam Lotzer Al Varsha. Mispal Rabbi Migur Belei Rosh Hashanah Minyan Mitzuntzam. Lachar HaTfilah Kibel HaMispalim Lebirchas Hashanah Bo'os Ziv Ponim. Shailo Lefnei Shana Kizdechel Avreich Alfa Yisrael. V'anu Ein Lanu HaSoga Ben Yisrael Kazot B'Simchas Yom Tov. So that story we told before about the Rebbe who gave the same Lichtike Ponim, the same shiny face and Simcha when he blessed them, when he had tens of thousands of Hasidim. He gave now when he was davening, hiding in a basement. So that's that was the Ger Rebbe, the Heilige Gimre Amis, Rav Mordechai Migur. So he says, we have no asaga, what any sign that is in Simchas Yom Tov, but he was misgaber. On the sixth night, which is Maimer Kuftes Vov in the Mamari Pachad Yitzchok, Futner again touched upon the balance that we need between the two sides in those days. The Nisuach, the formulation in Mishima Slav is, Amar Amaran's it's so called Shibakoshi Kium Chobas Halavavas Shalali Me'atzara Liyos Smechem Vitzesim Vesasim Bavom Osim Be'emar Tzayn Kainam Shayom Nis Orele Divrei HaTargum. So now we'll see what the Targum is. He says, Hineni Bazeh Lachzor Ma'asheher Li Ayom B'Boker Chochamechat Shemodin Ani Bazeh Ayisim Mutal B'Mavucha Ayom B'Izun Shebein Emas HaMatzav B'Ein Tzumchas Yomtif V'Nefesh Mitnadnedet B'Ein Shteyem ומבקשת למצוא לכל אחד מקומו הרוי. ומהוי לא בויסי מבוכה. ניגש אלה יוסי חוכם הרלי את התרגום. על הכוסוב שמח זבולון בצייסך ויסוחר בו עליך. חדי זבולון במפקח להגוח הקרובה על בעלי דבובך. ויסוחר במלכוך למבד זמני מועדיו בירושלים. So the targum on Zvulun is happy. When he goes out and Yisachar in his tents, the Targum says that Zvulun is happy when he goes out and wages war against his enemies, and Yisachar when he makes the Moadim in Yerushalayim, when he's Koveh the Chadashim in Yerushalayim. So you see that Yisachar was happy with his Moadim when Zvulun was going out to war, which is exactly our Be'erich, what's going on now. They're going out to war, and we have to be happy with our Moadim. לא בנו לפורש מאחריך אונקלוס לקח, ולא מנות מפשעת הכוסוף, רק לציין בנו. I didn't come to explain what compelled Unculus to change Pasha Pshat. Samach זבולון בצייסך ויסוחר בו עליך. So he was happy when out and Yisachar in his tent. But I just want to note that I'm not going to say what compelled him to say that Pshat, but I'm going to say that this is, I wanted to note this interesting Targum. כדברי התרגום לבן עזר, ראית שמח זבולון בצייסך למלחמה. אין זבולון אין חרף נפשו למס, שופטם היי יודחס. And the Chasim Sofer says, without mentioning the targum in the Torah's Moshe, שמח זבולון בצייסך ויסוחר בו עליך, עמים הר יקרו, יש לומר, דינם הצינו בשמור ושול, כשהוא יוצא למלחמה קודם היציאה, היו מקריבים קורבן להוגן עליהם. אבל אין זה ביטחון כל כך, דמצווה רק בעידנה דעוסק בו מגינו מצילה. אבל זבולן בשעס מלחמה היה לו מצווה זכוס התורה של יסוחר והיה לו ביטוחן רב. וזה שער משמח זבולן בצייסך למלחמה כי יסוחר בו הולך אבל העמים, הנו שער השבותים, הר יקרו לזבוח שם בעינו בעידנו. אבל בזבולן עושה איס עצמו יש להם חלק התורה והתפילה שהם מספלים עליהם. So we find that Shmuel and Shaul, when they go out to war before they yitzi l'mulchama, they bring a carbon for protection. That's not such a great protection because the mitzvah, only when you're doing it, it protects you, so to 21a. But Zvulun had the Zchus HaTorah of Yisachar, and that was a greater bitachon. And that's what it means. Yisamach Zvulun b'tzeisecha. Zvulun's happy when they go out to war because they know they have the Torah of Yisachar. But Amim, the nations, meaning the Shvatim, Har Yikro, they call to the mountains to, they bring their karbanos. I guess in the mountains when they have their own bamos. But it's not Be'idna. It's not, it only protects them when they're actually bringing it, but not if it's not Be'idna, not at that time. But Zvulun has a chelik in the Torah and the tefillah of Yisachar, so he's very happy. He also spoke on the first day in Maimer Kuf Yud Beis, the Maimer Pachad Yitzhak, on the Pasuk in Dvorim. Me'ona Elohei Kedem, u'mitachas zro is oilam, v'yigorish mipanech oyev, Vayoymer Hashmeid. That's Dvarim 33:27. The Eternal God is your dwelling place. Underneath are the everlasting arms. He thrust out the enemy from before you, and he said, destroy. So what's the kesher between the two parts of the Pasuk? We have the eternal God as your dwelling place, underneath are the everlasting arms. And then you thrust out the enemy from before you and said, destroy ma kesher po. So he brings Rashi. Oifin or Dala Makom, Rashi Omer, Lema'on hu ashchokim. That's the previous Pasuk. The Torah Kedoshah says, Ein Keel Yeshuvun. There is none like God, Yeshua, who rides in the heavens for your help, and his majesty on the skies. So And she says, "Lema'on hu ashchakim l'Elohei kedem," a dwelling place for the eternal God, the ancient God. The sky serves as a dwelling place for Hashem, who pre-existed. Shekodem l'chol Elohim, he pre-existed all gods with a lowercase g. Ubir lo ashchakim l'shifto monasa. So he's in Shamayim. He's transcendental. He's above this world. Umitachas monaso kobal ezra shaychnim. And under his dwelling place, all the mighty men, all the men of strong arms, they dwell. What's Zros Olam? Rashi says, the arms of the world. Sichon v'oig malchei Kanan. Shehayu toikfoi shel olam. Lefichach al korcham yechredu v'yazu v'koicham cholash miponov. Lo'olam e'. Emas gavol la namuch, v'hu she'akoyach v'agvura shaloi be'ezrecha. V'hu gireish mipanech oye v'yom elucha ashmed oisem. Who are the arms of the world? Sichon and Og and the kings of Canaan, who are the strength and the might of the world. And therefore, since they are beneath God's dwelling place, in spite of themselves, they will tremble and quake, and their power prove fail in his presence. For always the fear of the one above falls upon him below. That he being above, the emas gavoy is ala namuch, the fear of the high is on the low. And therefore God, who has it was the high, he has the koch and the gvura, he's going to be helping you. And he's going to be megarish. In other words, you have this strong, powerful God. He's going to thrust out the enemy from before you, and he's going to say that you should destroy them. So, Moreno, the Rosh Yeshiva said, "Biura kesher ben chelkei akatuv meona Elohei kedem vaygresh mepanecho yev yomer hashmed lefi Rashi ma omshech ben shnei chelkei pasuk elu." Nira lomar shakavana b'kan letanat umot olam lestimatem bli ayisod shebeshul Yisrael nivra olam mutzdeket hitanatam lazemet yachis tor Elohei kedem rishoniyut hamachshava v'abriya ita liYisrael rak al yisod zeh balanu haftachat hashmadat oyev. So he says the connection between these two parts of the psukim are that the goyim are claiming, like we know in the Rashi, the beginning of the Torah, that you're listim, you are enemies, you are thieves, you are bandits, you're robbers. Without the yisod of Bishvili Nivra Olam, that the Bishvili Yisrael Nivra Olam, that the world was created for the Jewish people. So they're correct. That's why we have this Torah of Elokei Kedem. That God had Rishoniyut HaMachshava. What was God thinking? He proceeds. He's the God of he's the eternal God. Meaning his thought before anybody was ready for the Jewish people. And Mimela, we know that he's going to save us. He tells us Hashmeid. On the fourth night, in Maimer Kuf Yudalid, he discusses an additional pasuk in Parshas V'zoytzeh HaBrocha. Here he doesn't say explicitly that it's talking about the matziv. B'tchilat b'ruchotav shel Moshe ne'emar v'zarach m'sa'ir lamo. Hofia me'har paran. Sa'ir v'har paran ha'nu Esav v'yishmael. Nedaber achshav al shnei chidushim ha'miyachdim et tkufatenu. Harishon hu shebezmanim kodmim hayu haridifot al Yisrael shel Esav l'chud. ושל ישמעאל לחוד. אולם תקופתנו נתייחדה בצירוף של עשיו וישמעאל יחד ברדיפותיהם על ישראל. צירוף עשיו וישמעאל בהקשר זה יכול להיות מכוון הן לתמיכתה של ברית המועצות במצרים והן ליחסה של ארצות הברית שלא סייע לישראל בתחילת המלחמה. The beginning of the brachas of Moshe, he talks about Sire and Paran. What's Sire and Paran? That's Esav and Yishmael. Esav is Sire, and Paran is Yishmael, that he offered them the Torah. So what's unique about our Tkufa is the Chibur of Esav and Yishmael. They go together. And you see that, because Who's Ishmael? Egypt. And who's supporting Egypt? The Soviet Union, the USSR, of a not blessed memory. And also America. America's also Esav. That didn't help the Jews at the beginning of the war. So if you want, you can see in the article in Hamayan, Tishrei Tovshin Pei Dalit, he has a footnote there where he shows from, he's talking about what I said, I'm not going to talk about the political situation, but he talks about Nixon and Kissinger and the whole, all the chevra over there, they didn't help, and Russia and Egypt. And then he writes, Vein kana mokom laharich, but that was the metzius back then, that Esav and Yishmael got together, Russia, and because Russia wants it, the Soviet Union wanted us to be wiped out, and Egypt wanted us to be wiped out. And America didn't help, kayadua, that during the Holocaust as well, they weren't there for us. So that's the tzeirif of Esav and Yishmael. I was zocheh for many years to listen to the shiurim of Moreinu Agon, Rav Moshe Pir Zatzal. So he would often invoke the pasuk in the sentence, not a pasuk, but the sentence that we say in Slichas, Kalei Seir v'choisnoi v'olu l'tzion Moshiach. Then we get rid of the Seir, which is Esav, v'choisnoi and Ishver, Yishmael, he married Yishmael's daughter. V'olu l'tzion Moshiach, and then we're going to have the Geula. That's what's going on over here. This is a step in the Geula. The Soyer and the Choisner are getting together. Paran and Bizarach Misoyer Lamar Ophir Mehar Paran. America is not helping. Russia and Egypt are getting together. In Maimar Kuftes Zayin, Atzak Rabbeinu Mitzvah Hakel, which is Sukkot after Shemitah, which is what it was then. Said Rabbeinu, Yeshna b'Torah, mitzvat hakel pam achat b'sheva shanim. Rambam katav kriya zo, shelo kava katuv el lechazik dat emet. What's this reading of hakel? To be mechazik, the religion of truth. Last year was Motzei Shemitah, so we gave numerous shiurim, Sukkot time on Hakel, which I had gevaldik hanah from. So it's online. You can listen if you like. Ma'amad zeh shel Yoshua nechtzav miparashat Hakel shebatora. Umizeh lamad haRambam shemitzvat Hakel lechazek yideihem b'dat emet, shim lo, lo ha'inyan shishuv yachzuru v'yisdaru mein deoraita shel Hakel b'tkufa meucheret yoter. Nevi'im yadu ma nechshav l'shinui matzav v'chayei Knesset Yisrael. ואלו הם המקרים המחייבים חידוש הברית, הכניסה לארץ ישראל בימי יהושע, והביאה לארץ בימי נחמיה נידונו כך, וחידוש הברית, צורתו מעין הקל. He talks there in the Mimer. We gave a shiur in this Mimer. It's also available. About how there's a חידוש הברית at the end of Sefer Yehoshua, which is the idea of hakel, of being מחדש the ברית, to be מחזק דוס אמס. When there's a שינוי זמנים, you need a חידוש הברית. So it says there, said the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Mikan l'yoni diyoyma, Kishisrael omed bizmanim eilu b'eit sara gedola kazu, Yesh b'ze gam kein shinui matzav, V'tzichim l'chadesh et ha'melucha. Einen yuchalim la'asot hakels, Avol ken afshar la'asot hadar kiblua. Hazman grama shelanu u'chidush ha'melucha. This is also a tremendous eitz tzara. This is also a shinui matzav. We have to mechadesh the melucha. We have to mechadesh the bris. We can't do hakels. But we can do a Hadr Kiblua, receive the Torah again, and be Mechadish the Melucha. The author, Rabbi Banner, of this article concludes, he writes, B'dvarim elu noten Rav Utner mashmut rechava l'melchama l'mashmaota k'chelek m'shinui matzav. Hadvarim ma'orim l'machshava k'asher anu mistaklim 50 shana l'achor u'metbonanim b'shinuyim ha'atzumim rubam l'tova שעברו על עם ישראל מאז, ואין כאן המקום להאריך. So a lot has happened since then, and it's good to look back and see, have a historical perspective, and appreciate all the Nisim Hashem has done for us since then. Just incredible. Just to give one example, in 1973, there were 3,338,000 people living in Eretz Yisrael, Medinas Yisrael. Now, according to the latest census, there are 7,181,000 Jews living here. So that means that the population has more than doubled. And remember, the population is doubling, and we are constantly surrounded by enemies who want to wipe us out to this day. Saying, as we speak, Iran is working to wipe us off the map. Everybody, you know, loads of people want us off the map, right? So Tal Brody famously said when they won the famous, they beat the Russians in 1976, Anachnu ala mapa, in the videos available, famous American basketball player Tal Brody. So I wanted to tell you, Harab Rip Tal, Moirid Atal, we've been on the map since the beginning of creation, Rabbi say. Machshavtim shel Yisrael kodmei lebriyas ha'olam. Am Yisrael in our place, Eretz Yisrael. So the population is more than doubling. We're at the cutting edge of technology, cutting edge of medicine. And what's amazing is that the comfort people live here, you don't lack anything that you have anywhere in the world. People can have in Eretz Yisrael. There's no reason not to come here because you have to, you know, sleep with mosquitoes and little sponges that they call mattresses. It's not like the 1950s. They go to the Sochnut. They give you something that they call a bed, but it, you know, it's just a Mexica bed. Today, people are very comfortable, and just the expense of saying you, it's incredible. You think about it. But to buy any regular, normal sized apartment in any, certainly from neighborhood in Eretz Israel, is just, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, a regular apartment, nothing fancy. You know, it's just the amount of money it costs. And I'm saying people are still coming and people are buying apartments. Everybody owns all the apartments in this country are owned by somebody, right? So, you know, you have millions of homeowners and each one has hundreds of thousands of dollars in possessions because that's what the homes cost. Even they start these new projects and they're just on paper, ready on paper. They're already asking. There's nothing less than a million shekels. It's a lot of money, you know, especially if someone's making, you know, they're making 6,000 shekel a month, 7,000 shekel a month. So you get to, you know, get a regular apartment for 1.5, 1.8 million shekel, a nice small apartment. It takes a long time, right? And yet people are still buying. So, and the growth of yeshivas, I'm saying from a religious perspective, of yeshivas, and what was, how many yeshivas were there? Yeshivas, let's talk about the yeshivas Hesder, right? Back then in 1973, what did you have? You had yeshivas Keren B'Yavne, they were the Chalutzim, or of Goldrich Zetzal, and you had Shivat HaKotel, which was started in 1967, right after the Six-Day War. I think Shalavim you had. And what else was there? Gush. Gush was just starting. You know, they were there at the beginning. They were in their diapers. Beginning. Yeah, I think 3, 4, 5, 6 yeshivas. What did you have? And today, you have 77 Hesdi yeshivas. And then you have Mechidot Kedam Tzvayot, where they're also learning. And then you have the Haredi, the Haredi Torah world. It's just incredible amount of yeshivas and the growth of the yeshivas and the size of the yeshivas, the mir. It's like, what are there, 9,000 Avreichim and Brachim in the mir and Punovich. And like I mentioned before, there's Rav Wolfson's yeshiva and there's a Rav Shalom Ber Sarutskin. He's got a whole chain of yeshivas, yeshiva gedola, yeshiva ketani, yeshiva ketani, and it's a high school. Yeshiva ketani, where they just learn. It's called high school, but they just learn. It's a yeshiva. They get up at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. They go daven shachris, and they learn till 10 o'clock at night. They learn, they learn, they learn. They knock, they knock, they knock. Unbelievable. Yeshivas and koilim, koilim for everything, koilim for zroim, moid, nashim, mezikim, kochim, tyrus, koilim for ilchas Shabbos, for ilchas nida, for psak halacha, for lamdas, for kabbalah, for whatever you want, koilim, koilim for bekiyas, koilim for biyun, koilim, koilim galore. It's just incredible how much Torah there is. And they're constantly building more chadar and more yeshivas. And the frum population, Baruch Hashem, is just exploding. And there's a little bit of a demographic problem for the not frum. They had the whole thing now in Tel Aviv. They didn't want it to daven there. It's just a matter of a few years. The average chiloni nebuch has 1.5 children and 3.5 dogs, and then they end up in San Francisco. They end up in Florida, New York, in California. Last I checked, there are close to 500,000 Israelis living in California. What about L.A.? L.A. Just in L.A. there are over 250,000 Israeli Americans. It's just an incredible. These are not the numbers. I'm saying that they're not so many of us, right? 250. It's a lot of Israelis, and most of them are not. They weren't going to America for the Ruchniyah. So Baruch Hashem, a lot of times they go to America, and they get they want something Jewish so they get in touch with the local Chabad or the local Orthodox shul, and they're zochet to have Yiddishkeit in their lives. But the Yerida is mostly a not religious phenomenon, and Aliyah is mostly a religious phenomenon, and then just the numbers, right? The average Haredi family is having 6 to 15 children, and the average Dati Lumi family is having, 3 to 7, 8 children, and Baruch Hashem, more and more and more, more children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Families just keep growing, and another simcha, and the simchas don't end. I live in a young, relatively young, I'm one of the old men in the neighborhood, relatively young neighborhood, constantly. Another Arison, another person getting engaged. He has 10 children, his fourth is engaged. He has 9 children, his sixth is engaged. He's married, the wedding tonight, there's a bris, there's a shalom zachar. More and more and more and more children. Baruch Hashem. So, and that just means we need more chadarim, we need more Beis Yaakovs, and we need more mikvois, and we need more yeshivas and kollelim. And the Torah is going to keep growing in Eretz Yisrael. And we're really zochet. So, of course, there are problems. There are also problems. We're not going to sweep them under the carpet. But definitely reason to be so thankful that despite being surrounded by these 70 wolves, hungry wolves, who want to swallow us up, we are here, we are strong, and that's thanks to the Rabbono Shel Olam. It's the Rabbono Shel Olam. And his people, Mika Amcha Yisrael, who are so devoted to his word. And like we saw before, Samach Zvulun B'Tzeisecha V'Yisachar Bo'Alecha. So the Zvulun has so much success at war. Omdos Hayu Ragleinu B'Sharayich Yerushalayim. Like it says in the Gemara in Maseches Makis. Who is Goymeid? L'Omdos Hayu Ragleinu, for our legs to stand at war. Sharayich Yerushalayim, the Sharei Torah. People are learning and people are davening. So we have the spiritual power, which gives us the physical power. And we're chayim v'kayomim. Now you see how many Americans are coming. It's Sukkot time. People coming from all over Yidden. And enjoying Eretz Yisrael, enjoying the beautiful weather in Eretz Yisrael. And everything that Eretz Yisrael has to offer. So we're very, very, very blessed. And I was blessed to have been here during the Yom Kippur War. And I was also a target. They wanted me dead as well. So Baruch Hashem, I made it. And my mother, I guess in the end, she did feed me. That was how we started this year. My mother went out to feed me during Yom Kippur. I had to eat that year. I had a special head there. I wasn't yet 2. And my mother herself was born in Czechoslovakia. Zuzanka Zinterstock was born in Czechoslovakia in the middle of World War II. Tavshin Gimel, exactly when Futner was crying about about the Warsaw Ghetto. So this was when my mother was born, Tavshin Gimel, and she was hiding from the Nazis with her family, of course, her parents. And she's the only child in her family to survive the war, the only one. When we have family simchas, we have exactly 0 relatives from my mother's side. When I was little, there were still a few, distant cousins we would invite, whatever. But now, not one relative. The Nazis wiped out every last child, and then people, the older people die. Okay, they have kids. I still have distant cousins that I'm not really in touch with. But that was the that's the amazing story. And this one little girl, one little child, to survive from the whole family, was zochet to have to build her own family, to come afterwards to Canada and then to New York and then to Eretz Yisrael, to build a family with my father. He should live and be well. And just keep having, Baruch Hashem, they had their children, and then quite a few grandchildren, B'siyata D'shmaya, B'li Ayin Hara. And then now, another great grandchild, another great grandchild. We just had another bris in the family. So, one from one child. That's why that's the Nazis understood that. You leave one Jew, it's like Avraham Avinu, right? They left one Jew alive, and look what came from Avraham Avinu. So, now that we reflect on 50 years since the Yom Kippur War, it's really kedai to be just saturated with tremendous feelings of Hakaras HaTov to the Ribono Shel Olam, and tremendous simcha that we're here, we're chayim v'kayomim, and like we say in davening, Bnei Chateinu, Galinu Me'aretzeinu, Nisrachaknu Me'al Maseinu, we were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. We're back, but still, Ein Anachni Yecholim Lalos Leros L'shtachvos L'fanecha. See, Yiratzon. It'll be zocha very soon to come back to Yerushalayim habnuya, ki yirshe chubu lo yachtav, to be mechabi Yerushalayim shel malim, Yerushalayim shel mata, the bias Mashiach tzidkenu. I thank you so much for listening, my sweetest and most beloved friends. This was just so what for me anyway. It was very inspiring to see how the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal was mischazik during the war, and he found that balance between being with our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, and at the same time maintaining that Simchas HaChag, that V'samachta V'chagecha is an eternal commandment, no matter what. So have to keep that in mind. Okay, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.